Unit 13. From the beginning, Mary McLeod Bethune's parents knew that she was destined to do something special. Born in South Carolina in 1875, the 15th child of former slaves, Mary was the first of the children to be born free. Education was to serve Mary well throughout her life. In 1895, she began a teaching career. Then, in 1904, she opened a girls' school in Daytona Beach, Florida. The school was merged in 1923 with a boys' school, and together they formed a new college, Bethune-Cookman College. Mary McLeod Bethune was an advisor on education to several U.S. presidents, Coolidge, Hoover, and Franklin Roosevelt. When Eleanor Roosevelt invited her to tea at the White House, Bethune was well aware that she was often the first woman to hold distinguished positions, as well as the only black person to receive the many honors awarded her for her public service. Mary once wrote in her diary, "I know so well why I must be here, must go to tea at the White House, to remind them always that we belong here, we are a part of this America."